This is Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Kevin Kniestead, and we are revisiting some stories of body language today. And as we just heard, some conversations about your body can be more difficult to have than others, especially when it comes to involving a parent or parents in that conversation. When you're a teenager and the topic is sex, the lack of comfort and awkwardness level grows exponentially. If you would have asked me to have a conversation with an adult about sex when I was a teen, I probably would have gone into hiding for an extended period of time. And sex ed classes can be helpful, but let's be honest, we weren't asking the questions we really wanted to ask in front of a class full of our peers. The idea of going to the internet for advice might sound just as cringeworthy, but for lots of teens, millions actually, a website called scarletteen.com has been a place to get real-world info and advice. I headed to Vashon Island a while back to meet Heather Carina, who created Scarlet Teen. And we should mention, some of this conversation might not be appropriate for some listeners. I started by asking her how she got into the sex advice business in the first place.
I was teaching full-time, actually, in early childhood ed, and then kind of writing adult sexuality work in my off time. And there was this newfangled internet thing. And so I first started doing kind of adult sexuality, and within about 6 months of doing that, started getting advice, letters, and questions from teenagers. Figured I should refer them to something for them. There wasn't a something for them. So we made a small site, 5 pages. I thought that would do it, which is really hilarious. I mean, Scarlet Teen at this point it's millions of pages.
So I want to get maybe a few reoccurring questions that you get, and then maybe a few examples of some surprises.
Am I ready? Right, is a big one. And sometimes paired with that are really the opposite of that, the did I have sex question. So that's a big one. I mean, when I first came into that, that blew my mind, right? Like, I was just like, what? I don't even know that I knew how to answer that one. Probably a lot of my initial answers were, I don't think I know how to answer this question. I mean, I think one of the more surprising things to me over the last few years are a lot of young people feeling like they have to somehow, I don't know how, because I'm 45 and I still don't, like magically know every single aspect of who they are as a sexual person and with their sexual identity.
I imagine that you probably get a lot of questions about virginity.
Did I lose my virginity? What is it? For all of the, I mean, I don't even know, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people who have asked, like, did I lose my virginity? They have always been people who identified as women. I have yet to have a guy say, did I, which is kind of fascinating.
I mean, following the question, did I, why are they worried? What's the concern?
One of the big ones that still looms large, that you're supposed to be married. And I think equally too, there's kind of a double pressure where there's this idea that your first sexual experiences are like your most important and your best ones, which is crazy, right? I mean, we don't, like when we see a baby take first steps and they're stumbling and they're falling, we're not being like, oh my God, you're right, they're totally messing this up. Why can't they just get it together? We expect them to stumble and fall. So there's this thing where it's, you know, if you do it, it's supposed to be the best, to make it worth it, that you've sullied yourself. And one of the things that we have to remind our users about a lot, which is really quite upsetting, is that there definitely is this notion that once you say yes to a certain kind of sex, certainly with the person you said yes to, there's this implied yes ever after. But then also in a bigger way, there's an implied yes ever after to anybody and everybody, right? And we have to remind them a lot that, you know, saying yes to one thing at a time is saying yes to one thing at a time.
Are there questions that you either are surprised you don't get a whole lot of on your website, or you wish you got asked more?
I wish that we had more conversations where rather than people focusing on what they're doing, we're more focused on what they're feeling and what they're thinking. The tricky thing is that, of course, if you're focused on all of those other things, making sexual choices that are the ones that you really feel good about, right? They're not right for somebody else. They're not what somebody else told you is that you should feel good about, but you really do. It's much, much harder, if not impossible, really, to get there if you don't focus on the other things.
So you've been doing this a while. Seems like it's a lot of hard work. What's your motivation for doing it still?
I love it. I'm one of these people, and a lot of kind of activists are like this, and certainly a lot of teachers, where it's not necessarily what I would have picked. And with Scarlet Teen, it's really not what I picked, right? It's a bunch of young people kept picking me, and more kept picking me. why they kept picking me, I can't tell you, but it's awesome. I feel of use, which is great. It's something that, you know, if this is ever not needed, I'll do something else. But I've been at this almost 2 decades, and there's no signs of it not being needed. On a good day, you can have somebody come in so distraught and overwrought about this, and they're leaving, right? They're leaving with you guys making jokes and laughing, and they feel comfortable. And that's happened, you know, maybe over a couple of days. Sometimes that's happened in an hour. You're lifting a burden off of something that's not supposed to be a burden, right? Sex is supposed to be about pleasure. It's supposed to be something that brings us joy in our lives and makes us happy and takes away stress. And the minute that they realize that they found some place where not only is it safe to ask their questions, but that they've also found people who are qualified to answer their questions and educated. And so the answers are not only going to be sensitive and kind and supportive, they're also going to be accurate. If we can do one more step and give them all of that and then direct them to in-person services, I mean, it's a really good day.
Heather Carina is the creator of ScarletTeen.com.